on an exquisite spring afternoon. A minivan is pulling away from Fermilab and heading down the open road. Riding shotgun is physicist Brenna Flaher.
I'm the project manager for the DCAM project, which is a project to build a 520 megapixel digital camera for an existing telescope in Chile.
DCAM is short for Dark Energy Camera. The 13,000-pound instrument will be one of the largest digital cameras ever built. And from its perch atop the Blanco telescope on a remote mountain in South America, DCAM's specialized detectors will peer deep into the cosmos and capture light from galaxies up to 8 billion light-years away. This will allow physicists to make a three-dimensional map of how the universe has changed over time. But first, they have to finish building and testing all of DCAM's components.
We have to be able to know that all this stuff works before we bring it down to Chile.
That's Fermilab physicist Tom Deal.
It'll be easier to find and fix any problems that we might have when it's up here.
In order to do that, Deal says they're recreating at Fermilab the conditions DCAM will experience once it's installed in South America. The telescope simulator, as they call it, will look a bit like a huge gyroscope. The large steel base, about 25 feet across, has 14-foot tall arms on each end. These arms hold up four giant concentric steel rings that can turn in different directions. The camera itself will be mounted inside a metal cage in the middle of those rings. The whole contraption is an exact copy of the rings on the Blanco telescope down in Chile. Today, the scientists are heading for a manufacturing company just outside Chicago to see the just-completed two outer rings.
We've seen pictures of them, and they look very impressive. I'm sure that it will be an eye-opener for us.
An eye-opener because the rings are big. Flaher says the sheer scale of all DCAM's components is a constant source of surprise these days.
Every picture we get of whatever is being built is huge. It's just terrifying. The shutter is taller than Ed.
Ed is Edward Chi, the guy who's driving the minivan and the mechanical engineer who designed the rings.
I'm very excited to see it's close to a finish.
It's a milestone.
Chi's milestone is 23 feet across and propped up on heavy supports in the middle of the busy shop floor at JK Manufacturing. Company president Mark Canico directs four of his men to climb inside the ring and spin it around by hand. They get a round of applause from the Fermilab crew.
It makes me happy to see the ring.
And it spins.
Canico takes the group around his 80,000 square foot space and shows them more of DCAM's components. The camera's steel cage, a set of large metal fins. A half hour and several close inspections later, Flaher is satisfied.
I'm done. I'm so happy to see stuff.
DCAM has been in the works since 2003, when physicists first proposed the idea for Dark Energy Survey. 7 years later, the camera is close to finished and will be shipped down to Chile in November of this year. So what exactly are scientists hoping to do with this enormous camera? Dark Energy Survey's director Josh Freeman says to answer that question, a brief history lesson is in order.
For most of the 20th century, we knew that the universe was expanding. That was discovered by Edwin Hubble in the 1920s. And cosmologists had always assumed that this expansion would be slowing down over time because of the attractive nature of gravity. Everything in the universe attracts everything else.
Freeman, who is also a professor of astronomy and astrophysics at the University of Chicago, says scientists spent decades trying to measure this slowing of the universe's expansion, but it was just too difficult. They couldn't get enough data. Then, in 1998, two groups of astronomers observing very distant supernovae, exploding stars that are sometimes as bright as an entire galaxy, saw something very strange.
What they found, surprisingly, was that the expansion of the universe is not slowing down due to gravity, it's actually speeding up. The universe is accelerating.
That was very surprising. Nobody expected that.
That's Brenna Flaher again. She says this phenomenon, this unexpected speeding up of the expansion of the universe, is what scientists call dark energy. It accounts for an astonishing 75% of the energy in the universe, and nobody really knows what it is.
That's actually one of the things I like about the project. the opportunity for improving our understanding is enormous because the amount that we know is really small right now.
DCAM will hopefully change that. Right now, there's a jumble of theories for what dark energy might be. It could be a strange new particle. Maybe it's some new cosmological force. Or it could be that gravity doesn't actually work the way we think it does. Scientists have their own biases.
Personally, I'm hoping for gravity to be wrong, because that would be very cool.
Whatever dark energy is, DCAM is practically guaranteed to help explain something about it, precisely because DCAM is so big. Other instruments can look deeper into space, and thus further back in time, but only at one tiny sliver of sky. DCAM can take pictures of huge swaths of the sky at once, a kind of group photo for galaxies. This is a big advantage.
It's like you pick three people and say, oh, that's what humans look like. Or you go around the world and you pick 100,000 people from different continents and say, oh, that's what humans look like. You know, the more people you have to look at, the better you understand what humans are.
The same goes for galaxies and galaxy clusters. DCAM will take so many pictures of so many galaxies, all at the same point in their evolution, that it will allow physicists to make a kind of cosmological flip book of how the universe has changed over the last 8 billion years. This visual history will help explain how dark energy interacts with matter, and help reveal what it actually is. Under the geodesic dome at Lab A, DCAM's liquid nitrogen cooling system provides a constant chirpy soundtrack while engineers and physicists work on the massive camera. Tom Deal says new pieces are arriving constantly.
This is really one of the most exciting times in a project when the components that you've sweated over, planned for, have only seen in computer programs come racing through the door.
The telescope simulator is fully assembled and working beautifully. DCAM will go up on the big rings in early August, which will be exciting. But Deal says what he's really looking forward to is an evening sometime next year, in the fall of 2011, when DCAM's real work gets underway.
We'll put our camera in, turn the telescope up, it will become dark, and we'll start taking pictures. That will be a fun night. We'll all be up all night.
Dark Energy Camera will spend 5 years capturing the starlight in the southern sky. Its pictures of the distant cosmos will provide clues to help explain the mysterious force that's pulling us apart faster and faster. For Fermilab, I'm Andrea Mustaine.